McAllister Kemp is coming to the Muswellbrook RSL on September 10. Here's a little what they're known for. If I got paid for drinking beer, all my problems would disappear. Cause my bank account would be as full as that next class. Tell you what, that is a song after my own heart. And Drew McAllister joins us to have a chat. Drew, how you doing, mate?
G'day, Andrew. How are you, mate? Very well, thanks.
That's the way. You've been out and about touring recently.
Yes, mate. Yeah, we just got back from Mount Isa. That was sort of one of the first show on this tour. So, yeah, we just got back, had a great gig. It was a lot of fun, and the Mount Isa Rodeo. And, yeah, long way to go to get there and a long way to get back, but we had a ball.
It must be nice to be out and about back on the road again. I'm sure, like everybody else, you spent a lot of downtime over the last couple of years.
Yeah, mate, absolutely. You know, we all went through the lockdown thing and, you know, wrote a ton of songs and did all that, did a lot of barbecue. But no, look, it's good. We had a few gigs probably a couple of months ago now where we did Dubbo and Toronto and Campbelltown. But, yeah, it's just good to get back playing with the band and kudos to the guys, you know. They've rehearsed all the songs and played them really well and we remembered most of the lyrics, mate. So it was good.
So there are a lot of songs written in the last couple of years about being stuck at home and not going anywhere, or have you had to look a bit further afield?
Oh, look, we wrote the McAllister Kemp album, and I wrote my solo album as well. I did release a single on my solo thing called When This Is All Over. That was a COVID song. But generally speaking, it was, you know, Troy and I sort of sat down and we got the time to just sort of hang out and reflect and you know, come up with ideas. And it was actually pretty productive, to be honest, even though it was a really weird time. It was a time that you just stopped. You didn't have to hustle for anything because there was nothing to hustle for. And we just poured our energy into writing songs. So it was actually a pretty productive time.
So is there something that does rhyme with coronavirus?
Not that I came up with. I couldn't think of anything. I mean, I know a lot of people wrote, there were definitely a lot of releases, you know, related to COVID and things like that. But it was a good time. Troy and I, we wrote a lot of songs, but we also got to go and look at a heap of stuff that we'd written in the past that didn't make another album. So there's a couple of songs we wrote 10 years ago, for instance, that we revisited and we put them on this new album. So it was very much a reflective time and we could just sit down and concentrate on that.
And how about the punters? Is it a different sort of energy now that people can get out and about and be able to enjoy live music again?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you're going off Mount Isa Rodeo, for instance, mate, there were thousands and thousands of people there. You know, we were on stage. I don't know how many people were in front of us, but there was a lot. It was like it didn't exist. It's like it never happened. It was really refreshing. You know, everyone, I think, you know, had been wanting to get out and see live music, and I think that was proof that they're doing it now. So hopefully that's the case for the rest of the tour, mate. It feels that way anyway.
Sure, it will be at Muswellbrook RSL. Do you get excited as you walk out on stage still?
Oh, absolutely, man. There's still butterflies. Now there's still, especially those big shows like Mount Isa.
Yeah.
Especially when you're not gig fit, you know, like you haven't done it for a while. When you've got a run of gigs on and you're pretty sure of what you're doing, you become pretty comfortable with it. But no, there's still butterflies for those big audiences. You still got to go and do your job. And I'm still a firm believer that you're only as good as your last gig.
So, fair enough. If
you're not a little bit nervous, there's something wrong.
Well, that's the thing. Like, nerves and butterflies indicate that it's important to you. And if it wasn't important to you, then it wouldn't matter, would it?
Exactly right. You summed it up. That's exactly right. I think if you're a little bit on edge before you go on, I think your brain is on point. I think you know endorphins are flowing. I think your concentration is better. If you're a bit lackluster or relaxed, I don't think you fire as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Well, I'm sure the gig is going to go off brilliantly at Muswellbrook RSL on the 10th of September. Organise your tickets now to see McAllister Kemp. Drew, thank you very much for giving us a few minutes to have a chat today, mate.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate your time, mate.